This is episode 168, Why You Should Break From Routine.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast to episode number 168. As always, I really appreciate you tuning in. I know how valuable your time is, and so I really do appreciate you taking the 10 to 15 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. I hope whatever you're doing, whether you are in the car, on the bus, on the train, at the gym, walking, whatever you're doing, I hope you enjoy this episode. And wow, it's been a busy couple of weeks, actually. Last week, had a short week. We were at a friend's wedding, which was absolutely spectacular. It was actually a two-part wedding because we had the wedding up in Omaha, north of Auckland, and then we had an Indian wedding on day two. So we actually had a pretty full weekend, and that's actually something I'm going to be talking about a little bit today. But last few weeks have been, I've seen some change to my business a little bit. I've recently launched my new Master Asana program. If you're on my list, you may have seen mention of this, my new program. This is a new course and group coaching program that I have put together. It's quite a bit of a change to how I'm operating. So if you do have any, if you want to learn more about my Master Asana program, head on over to my website or hit me up on Twitter or via email and I can send you details. Now today, the show notes for today can be found at paulminers.com/168. Today I'm talking about routine. Most of us have a pretty consistent routine. You know, we wake up at a similar time each day, we eat the same thing for breakfast, we go to work, we answer email, and we follow a similar pattern each day. And this is a good thing. You know, routine helps us to be more efficient and build, you know, productive habits. But every now and then, I think it is important to break out of your routine, and here is why. First off, I do want to emphasize that having a routine in your life is good. To explore this a little bit more, routine does help us to build habits that support our productivity and personal growth. So for example, if you get up each morning and you go to the gym, this is easier when you repeat the behavior every single week. If it's just routine, it's just the normal thing you do, it generally is easier. When you build a habit or routine, you just don't have to think as much. You know, you follow the routine and you kind of go into autopilot. And it means you can save mental energy for difficult work later on. That's one of the great things about routine is it's very easy. You don't have to think as much. You may even have noticed that when you're in a routine, time actually passes by even faster. I find this really interesting. And this is because you're having fewer new experiences each day and your brain isn't creating as many new memories because you're just doing the same old thing. When you take time off for a few days or a week, the time goes by much slower because your brain has to process these new experiences and form new memories. That's why if you think about the Christmas holidays or when you last went on vacation, when you go on, I don't know about you, but when I take time off, it goes really slowly, which is great. That's what you would want. But week to week, when you're just in your routine, the weeks just, you know, they fly by. It's crazy. So routine is a good thing. If you want to have more consistency and efficiency in your life, routine is good. But why you should break from routine every now and then? Well, the issue is because with routine, because you do the same thing day in and day out, and the time passes by so quickly, life can get a little bit boring. It often means that with routine, you're not being challenged or you're not doing new things that can help us to grow even more. This is why we often set goals at the start or end of the year, you know, New Year's resolutions. As well as being like a reset on the calendar, it's a time when a lot of people take a break from their normal work or school routine, and you can spend some time thinking about what you'd like to do differently or achieve next year. And when you follow a strict routine, there really isn't as much time to stop and step back to think about these big picture things and goals. So breaking from routine to just step back and think differently and not be just distracted or focused on your day-to-day routine is really nice. It's also nice when you break from routine to just slow down as well and enjoy life without being restricted by your normal routine. So like I was saying at the start, last week we were away for a few days at our friend's wedding. Normally the time would fly by, you know, if it was just a normal day or weekend, even the weekends just fly by. But because we'd broken from routine, those few days went much slower and it was really nice to be able to just enjoy the day without it flying by for once. And so that's it. Like if you actually break from your routine, if you do different things, things, you'll form more meaningful memories. As I said before, when you follow a routine, your brain isn't creating as many new memories. And if you were to think back to like a normal day 3 months ago, if I said, what did you do on Wednesday 3 months ago? You probably wouldn't remember. But if I ask you what you did on your last holiday, you'd probably be able to tell me, even if it was a few years ago. These moments are more memorable because they're not part of your normal routine, which makes them more significant. That's why we remember them. So I think we need to break from routine more often. This is definitely something I feel I could do more, is schedule some time on the calendar to break from routine. So if you want to have more of these memorable experiences, or just more time to step back and plan your future, or to think about things other than just your daily routine, we need to find some ways to do this. So it could be taking a weekend off every now and then to get away and unwind. And I think putting yourself in a different environment is a great way to break routine and get into a fresh headspace. But even at work as well, you can break routine by taking a day, maybe once a month, to step back from your normal work and maybe instead plan, strategize, think about the big picture with your colleagues. Companies do this all the time when they go on retreats, so they can break from routine and think about the long-term direction of the organization. That's what a company retreats are often used for, is like, let's get out of the routine and let's take some time to really think about the big picture. So following the same routine each day is easier, and breaking from routine allows us to turn off the autopilot and kind of fly manually, fly solo for a bit. It does take more effort, but it's exactly what we need to create change, to challenge ourselves, and to keep life exciting, quite frankly. So what I suggest you do after this episode is think about, what is your routine and how can you break from it every now and then? Maybe if it's even just a few hours here and there, or taking a weekend or some time out, how could you break from routine to make life interesting? Let me know your thoughts, feedback, and comments. Head on over to the show notes, paulmeiners.com/168. Let me know what you think, what you like to do to keep your routine interesting. Actually, that's the other thing, something I didn't even mention in the blog post for this episode, is sometimes just changing your routine and creating a new routine is nice. Like when you do the same thing each day, it does get boring. So even if you're going to create a new routine, at least it's kind of new and exciting, at least for a little while, which is something else to consider. So, as always, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulmeiners.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulmeiners.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.